Hi, everybody. Thank you so much for tuning in. We highly encourage you to sit back and relax for just 5 minutes. Just give us 5 minutes for some good stuff. Right, Mike?
That's right. And we're inviting you to come visit us in Valentine for Old West Days and the Nebraska Cowboy Poetry Gathering. Yep, it's that time of year again. Of course, a couple years ago or last year, they switched from a fall event to a spring event. So you can take a break during calving season maybe and come to Valentine for this big event. The 30-some years they've been doing this with Cowboy Poetry Gathering, the Western Trade and Art Show, you name it. A melodrama is back this year. Go to oldwestdays.net for ticket information and a complete lineup of activities during Old West Days.
It's a lot of fun, that's for sure. And Tri-State Livestock News, they're your trusted source for all things agriculture. Every detail of their publication is tailored to the cattleman, from connecting buyers and sellers around the clock to providing the latest news and updates in the industry. It's Tri-State Livestock News. It's what ranchers read.
Kim, what are you going to share on the good stuff?
I've got a couple of short little jokes from Bob Jansen over at Crookston, Nebraska.
I have some things that you learn from aging. You go first.
All right. Okay. Thank you so much for sending these in, Bob. A man visited his doctor, and the doctor checked him over before commenting, "You look like you get a fair amount of exercise." The man replied, "Oh, yeah. In fact, just the other day, I walked 5 miles over rugged terrain. Then I waded along the edge of the lake, pushing my way through thistles and sliding down sandy slopes." The doctor was impressed. "Well, you certainly are a dedicated outdoor enthusiast." The man replies, "Not really, doctor. I'm just a really bad golfer."
Oh, golf season's coming up too.
Yep, that's
right. I'm not sure who wrote this one, but what you learn from aging, if walking is good for your health, the mailman would be immortal.
Good point.
He might be. A whale swims all day, only eats fish, and drinks only water, but is still fat.
You're messing with my mind.
A rabbit runs and hops and only lives 1 to 5 years, while a tortoise doesn't run, does mostly nothing, yet it lives for 150 years. And they tell us to exercise. I don't think so. Now that I'm older, here's what I've discovered. I started out with nothing, and I still have most of it. My wild oats are mostly enjoyed with prunes and all bran. Funny, I don't remember being absent-minded. If all is not lost, then where the heck is it? It was a whole lot easier to get older than it was to get wiser. I wish the buck really did stop here. I sure could use a few of them.
There you go.
Things that I learned as I've gotten older. It's hard to make a comeback when you haven't been anywhere. The world only beats a path to your door when you're in the bathroom. If God wanted me to touch my toes, he'd have put them at my knees. When I'm finally holding all the right cards, everyone wants to play chess. It's not hard to meet expenses. They're everywhere. And it's a lot better to be seen than viewed. So, some things you learn as you get older.
Oh, that's funny. Okay, I said I had a couple things from Bob Jansen, and here's another one that he sent to us. Heading off to college at 40, a woman felt a bit self-conscious about her age. "I'm the oldest student in my class," she told her husband, sighing. "Even the professor is younger than me." "Yeah," he said optimistically, "but look at it from my point of view. I thought my days of dating college girls were over." Indeed. When the world is all at odds and the mind is all at sea, then cease the useless tedium and brew a cup of tea. There is magic in its fragrance. There is solace in its taste. And the laden moments vanish somehow into space. And the world becomes a lovely thing. There's beauty as you'll see it, all because you briefly stopped to brew a cup of tea. William Gladstone.
And Kim, you were asking for more puns.
I like puns.
A man's home is his castle, in a manner of speaking.
Ha ha ha.
When two egotists meet, it's an eye for an eye.
That's right.
A bicycle can't stand on its own because it is too tired.
That's right. It is too tired.
What's the definition of a will? Come on. It's a dead giveaway.
That's right. So I like those.
A few of those are great.
Puns.
Those are kind of funny. Make you laugh a little bit.
That's right.
If you have something to share on the good stuff, send it to kimhburge@gmail.com. Don't forget to listen on great radio stations like Huron, South Dakota's KOKK. That's 1210 AM. And that's the good stuff.